On today's episode, be forewarned. We're going to disturb you. We're also going to be disturbed. Just stay tuned. Let's go. All right, everybody. This is Raw from Alternate Universe, the podcast, and we are here doing another episode of said podcast. So today's going to be a little different. But it was way overdue. Before we go into it, we can't do these alone. So for all the way from the Fortress of Fandom in his home in Utah, we have Garrett. Say hello.
Hello, how's it going?
Not too bad. So probably should warn people as we were listening to this, but this was inevitably going to happen because this, I don't know what you call it, niche fandom thing, is pretty popular, and I guess has been popular for a while. Now there's the big names that we're not going to go into because we're not talking about them, that have their own movies made after them and such. But there's a plethora, that's my word of the day, of offshoots. And we're talking about creepypastas. I know people listening are probably going to shut this off right now because they're like, really? But like I said, and I think you agree too, this is probably one of the bigger nerd things out there when it comes to, you know, things that people look up on the internet.
Yeah.
So this is going to be part one of what may, well, hopefully will be a large series. We're going to go over a couple of what are called lost episodes. So I can explain really quick if you want me to what a lost episode is for those out there. Really what it is either a piece of media that wasn't supposed to be shown and was, or a, I don't know, disturbing piece of media that some weird dude or woman at the studio wanted to make because they were bored. That's my best explanation.
Yeah.
Now be forewarned, so anybody who is a little is not happy with horror, I would probably exit the room now, but for those who like to hear, we're going to do this for you, and Garrett is probably slowly going to kill me for making him do this, but it's all worth it.
We'll make a creepy pasta out of you.
I'm not going to touch that one right now. That's going to be for later. Okay, so let's just jump in. And we're just going to do three for this episode right here. And the first one is actually probably one of the widest one that I've seen all over the internet. But it's not known except for those who have seen it before. The name of this is called suicidemouse.avi. For those who are into computing and movie making, that is one, a type of video thing there. And basically, this entire creepypasta is a picture of Mickey Mouse walking down the street. And at some point in time, the video starts to get distorted and all you hear is laughing and screaming and God knows what. I want to say this goes on. So according to the sources over at Creepypasta Wiki, it goes for about 7 to 10 minutes, I believe. Not the screaming, just the video. The screaming doesn't start till later. Okay, so this obviously had to be made from somebody at Disney, right? Because they had to have the video, correct? Or, I mean, one would think.
Maybe, yeah. I don't know.
So the clip that you watched, that we watched, looks to be somewhat legit, minus the noises on the back, at least in my eyes. I want to say, and again, there's different stories behind this, and there's, you know, apparently what these creepypastas are stories that are supposed to be true, but most likely aren't. It's more irritating than scary, right? Or is it, which word do you think is better, annoying or actually creepy?
Yeah, annoying. I watched this again before we did this, I watched it, you know, years ago when it first was circulating the web, but I watched it again now today, and I forgot how just annoying it is sitting there watching him just walk down the street to a bunch of random noises. I'm like, what is the point of this? I don't understand. I can't remember if I ever found this creepy, like, or what. I mean, it does give off creepy vibes to be sure, but like, it's just, I don't know. It's interesting. It's interesting to say the least.
And I'm actually looking at it right now. Apparently the words that are spoken at the end are in Russian, supposedly. And the translation is something like, and I'm reading this off the research I did, the sights of hell bring its viewers back in.
Yeah.
Okay. it also seems like a lot of people that were supposedly connected to this were like let go, and nobody really connected to this was allowed back into the studios afterwards. So it almost seems less of a creepypasta and more of like maybe a hack that somebody was trying to get into the system.
Yeah.
And maybe trying to, you know, stir up some trouble. Because, you know, like you just said, other than the black and white, which always makes things look more dreary than usual, it really was just more aggravating to hear screeching noises at the end of it.
Yeah.
When I first watched it a while back, I expected something else, I guess. I don't know. I guess my brain thought something else was going to happen. When I did see the end, finally, I was like, okay, this is kind of irritating.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
You know, if there is some truth to this and somebody at the studio did this on purpose, then obviously I would see why those people were fired. If this is just somebody being bored, they really need to get more work over there at the studio.
yeah, I don't know.
You know, so it looks like actually somebody spoke to Leonard Maltin about this, who actually, if you guys don't know, is one of the big names in who does the movie reviews. So it seems like, and again, I'm just going off the sources here, it seems like this actually was put into the spotlight for a while when this actually happened because, you know, it was Mickey Mouse.
Yeah.
So that's that one. So I'm going to give this one probably a 1 out of 10 of actually being creepy. What do you think?
Yeah, not very creepy. It was just, like I said, it was more annoying than anything. So, yeah, I'd agree with that rating.
You go with a 1. Okay, so we both agree on that one there. All right, so moving on, we go from one network to another, and this show by itself was already disturbing to me watching it. I don't know about you. Cartoon Network has a tendency of making shows that really don't need to be shown to children or adults for that matter. So we're talking about a lost, or supposedly lost, episode of Ed, Edd n Eddy. We're not going to go into detail here because a lot of this is really, you know, kind of gross. But basically, this particular episode that wasn't supposed to be shown but was shown basically has multiple characters in the show kind of being beaten up repeatedly to the point of almost getting killed. At the end of this episode, there's kind of just quiet, and you see one of the characters lying on the floor, and that was it. I picked this one on purpose because, again, this show was already really disturbed as it was. There was a lot of adult innuendos and a lot of, I think, I forgot, the shortest one was that Ed. I always forget who's who.
Yeah, I can't remember.
So the shortest one was always like beating people up and really angry anyway. So he was always mad about something.
Yeah.
And then you had like the older kids that were always picking on them and whatever. So really this was a creepypasta in itself, this whole show. First question I'll say though is if, and again, if this came out or not, this was probably an episode, right? This was probably just not edited, because I would find it kind of weird that a cartoonist would spend all this time making an entire, you know, 20-minute episode and then not having it be shown. Is that reasonable, or do you think this was accidental?
I don't know. I don't think that this actually ever aired, like, in,
well, that was the, yeah, I was going to go into that next. So, yeah. So what do you think?
But like, if it did, I don't know. I could see maybe, you know, the artists and stuff getting together and just making something for fun to kind of blow off steam. And then, yeah, maybe it was, like, it got a little dark and then somebody accidentally put it in the projector when it was time to air or whatever. But again, I don't think that this actually it was a thing. So,
right. And that was my next part too. So I, you know, as stupid as some cartoonists can be, i.e. the infamous Mickey Mouse and Minnie Mouse porn video that actually was written, that's for a different day. I would think these people want to keep their jobs. And even if somebody was so adamant about writing a horrific thing, I would hope this person, he or she, would have either kept it to themselves or written this at home when, you know, where nobody could accidentally take it and film it. Secondly, you know, TV channels, for the most part, unless it's live TV, try, quote unquote, to keep everything safe.
Yeah.
So, you know, like I said, I mean, I don't know if you agree, but this show was really disturbing whether or not this happened.
Yeah. I mean, I find it funny now. I don't think that I got a lot of the humor back then when I watched it, but it, yeah, it's definitely... Definitely, I don't know.
I mean, there were times where, like, even parts of, like, with this supposed episode here, they would have done this in other episodes anyway, of, you know, beating somebody up or, like, dragging them across the floor. So, like, they've done it. So it's not that far off. It's just this particular episode goes way far beyond, yeah, to the point of, like, not even the craziest person with the most creative mind would have thought of this unless they really, really, you know, something was there. So, you know, I'm going to have to probably agree. I'm going to say it probably didn't get shown, or if this episode did get shown, it was a different version that was nowhere near as bad as this. Yeah. That's my, but for creepy factor, I'm definitely going to give this a big 10, because damn, not even Ren and Stimpy could have done this bad.
Yeah, it was definitely creepier than Mickey, for sure. Just even reading through the, you know, the play-by-play of this supposed episode is like, oh, that's interesting.
So I think we're in agreement. Probably didn't happen, but we definitely give this a big 10 out of 10 for the creepy factor here.
Yeah.
Okay, finally... And this one's hilarious because I remember this character very well. I used to watch him in the afternoon. Stick Stickly, a popsicle stick with googly eyes, a little nose and a mouth, who in between Nickelodeon shows would do little, I don't know, talk show things, because he sat behind a desk and he had little things. But apparently one day this didn't go very well. Or so they say. So, you know, he had multiple segments. The first one, you know, was basically he was standing in front of a chalkboard written in normal writing. You know, his dad was a little bit different. His eyes were smaller. So apparently the first version of this weird creepypasta is that he just looked a little bit different. You know, not too weird in my eyes. Could have easily happened. Maybe somebody broke the original stick and made a new one and kind of made it different. So first part, what do we think? Probably could have happened. I don't think it really counts as a scary thing. I think it just may have been an accident.
Yeah. Yeah, I could see that. I could get behind that.
So, okay. So that one's obvious because, you know, we've seen it before in puppet shows and other things with toys. Once in a while, somebody draws it wrong or something falls off and you may end up having a puppet with, you know, a missing eye because it came out. Not for any other reason than maybe you're just getting old, you know, and worn, and maybe it just, you know, it's falling apart. So that's the first one. The second one was called Stick Gets Injured. And in this particular one, it was the same weird, you know, face from the first one, but it looked like somebody would, you know, used him as a toothpick and kind of, you know, dented him a little bit. He supposedly says, the dog buried me next door, but I managed to get out. Now here's the next show coming up. This is where we get a little off on it. Again, could they have accidentally gotten this thing dirty? Probably, but this is Nickelodeon. Pretty sure they're more on top of their game. So what do we think?
Yeah. I don't know. It's, I don't know. I don't know. This whole thing is weird. Nickelodeon at this time was kind of weird. So like,
that's true.
I don't know. I could see it going that way. I could see it being, I don't know, a goof on somebody's part again. I don't know.
I mean, because at this point, it still just seems like somebody might have accidentally gotten the thing dirty. Yep. So is that possible that props get messed up and somebody forgets to clean them? I'm going to say probably.
Yeah.
Maybe.
I could see that.
You know, so far, still not really that odd because, like you said, having him say the dog buried me next door, but I managed to get out, isn't necessarily creepy. It's just weird. And as you just said, Nick was weird.
Yeah.
Okay, so now we're going to get a little stranger. In the third one, called Hang Stick, a playoff of the game Hangman, apparently he's playing Hangman with himself. And when the kid guessed the word wrong, apparently, you know, they broke his neck, the popsicle stick, because he got the word wrong. But then he magically reappears okay, and he says, here's what's up next.
Makes sense.
You know, weird, right?
Yeah, I don't know. A little bit.
You know, so far, even this one, I guess, you know, is still, it could just be played off as ha-ha funny because he's playing Hangman. I don't really necessarily think I would have noticed him, you know, being anything other than, you know, getting his, you know, killing himself. But it's just weird. So I guess we're still in the, you know, 0 of 10 of creepy factor, right? It's nothing out of the ordinary, I guess, for Nickelodeon. Yeah. The fourth one is called Stick Quits. And he apparently goes on a rant that nobody appreciates him anymore and he wants to leave and blah, 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 blah. And he's going to whatever. And he's mad about him getting thrown into all this stuff and blah, blah, blah. And then he says, and up next is Rugrats. And that's about it. I'm beginning to see that this may have just been a funny thing Nickelodeon was trying to do just to maybe spruce up the network at the time. You know, yeah. Again, this isn't really creepypasta, right? At this point?
No. Not right now.
Not right now. Okay, so the fifth video, and again, this is all, I believe, from one segment on one day, is supposed, called Stick Gets Mad, No Sound. He's apparently moving around very, you know, jaggedly. There's no sound, like it says. He's very angry. There's a little girl who's apparently cowering in the corner. And at the end of it, he turns around, faces the screen, and that was that.
Okay.
Now we're getting a little obscure, even for Nickelodeon.
Yeah, a little bit.
It would have been fine if you didn't have a little girl cowering in the corner, if this happened. But again, a little thing running around, no sound. I guess I can play it off as a problem with the studio. I don't know. What do we think?
I don't know. Maybe. I think it might have been intended that way if it was put out that way. That's, I don't know. I don't know that it was a goof. So I don't know. It is weird though. Like this whole thing.
It's like he's going mad as he's going down. It's like the Shining. He's like going crazy as it's going down.
Yeah, basically.
Okay, so we'll finish it off and the ending will probably explain more. So apparently the last segment was called The Winner Revealed. He has a dark red stain on the top of his head and one of his eyes was now an X. He makes no mention of what he looks like and just goes on to say, you've decided the winner and you voted for Campbell Cove. Now, funny enough, for those out there, Campbell Cove is a cult classic show that actually is all about creepypastas by itself. But it's a fictional show similar to what I would think of the Twilight Zone. I don't know if you've ever heard of this show. And that right there is what kind of ties it all together to being the creepypasta, I guess. Have you heard of Candle Cove beforehand?
No, actually.
Okay, so Candle Cove, for those out there who haven't seen it, is similar to what I said, Twilight Zone-ish. It follows stories that may or may not have happened, but it covers a lot of creepypasta themes in the show. It itself is also a creepypasta as well. So, obviously, whoever made this, whether or not it aired or not, was into this type of thing, and that's how we end up with this final segment here. So obviously the red stain is probably supposed to be blood, and that's where we end up being the creepy part. So I'm going to say creepy on a 5, mainly because of the fact that they really took their time to make it go down until you realize something was wrong, and you're like, okay, this is really kind of disturbing, and that's that. What do you think?
Yeah, 4 or 5 for me. I think, if it was all tied together for creepypasta, I don't know. It's kind of weird that Nickelodeon would be promoting like kids going and looking up creepypastas, or doing that kind of stuff. It's Nickelodeon, as weird as they are, they're like the weird cousin of Disney. You know what I mean?
It's like the uncle you don't want to have.
Yeah, something like that. But I don't know. So, yeah, 4 or 5 for me as well.
All right. Now, just so all of you out there, if you guys are into creepypasta, you've still listened to this, these are all fictional things that probably never happened. There are people out there that do say it did, people in the business that say it happened. So, you know, take it all with a grain of salt. If these happened to get out and leaked out and somebody did that, that's, you know, very disturbing, obviously. I'm going to have to say if any of them were possibly real by accident, I'd have to probably go with the first one, the Mickey Mouse one, because I can obviously see somebody putting weird noises into a clip and releasing it out onto the internet.
Yeah,
that's it right there. The other two, I think, were probably just done for the hell of it, and probably have never seen the light of day. What's your final thought?
Yeah, I kind of agree. I think like Suicide Mouse, is just kind of somebody's attempt at editing Photoshop. And put something weird out online then and Ed and Eddie, like I said, I don't know that actually happened, even though there are people who say they watched it live. I don't think it's true. Yeah. And Stickly may have happened. Like I said, Nick was that way, but I kind of, like I said, I feel it's kind of a far stretched if they did do it just to promote creepypasta. So I don't know. It's who knows?
And that's what makes these things fun, because we don't know what the hell is going on with any of this stuff.
Yep.
And on that final note, we are done. So hopefully we haven't disturbed anybody too much. But as I said, this is part one. So if you enjoyed it, stay tuned for part two. And before we sign off, I'm going to pass the mic over to Garrett. Let us know what is coming up for the remainder of January for him.
We did our movies for the first quarter of the year, upcoming movies, kind of discussed that. That should be coming out here shortly, that episode. Next episode we got in line is kind of catching up on the DC side. We've done Marvel Minute with you, so we're going to try to catch up on some of DC stuff and kind of review some of the things that have come out, like Mandalorian and The Witcher and some of the TV shows over the holiday that we haven't got a chance to talk about. So
sounds like a plan. I will definitely be tuning in for that one as well. And as always, when this episode goes up, as I always do, I will link your podcast to mine so people can find all of the new and old episodes that you guys have done. Perfect. And as for me, we are still working on some good stuff here, so stay tuned for more. I'm pretty sure I got Garrett back with me next week and the week after, because that's just how it goes. And until next time, guys, please stay nerdy. Bye now.